Signs of Summer, Birds and Windows, Part 2. Last week we started a discussion of why birds fly into window glass. We outlined the scope of the problem, talked about some bird ocular biology, and began to enumerate some of the aspects of building locations and features of windows that contribute to bird glass collisions. This week we'll continue to discuss the nature of windows that contribute to the increased collisions, and then talk about some possible solutions to this very significant problem. The nature of window glass itself has an impact on bird glass collisions. Reflective glass is much more likely to lead to a bird strike than clear glass, especially if there's vegetation around the window that's being reflected in the glass pane. Interestingly, very few bird collisions with windows are attributed to birds attempting to fly through the window glass, although visible houseplants on the inside of a clear window can lead to increased numbers of bird glass collisions. Heights of the windows influences the probability of bird glass collisions. Large windows at ground level and large windows 10 feet or more above the ground have increased numbers of bird strikes compared to smaller windows or windows that are located at intermediate heights from the ground. The time of year affects the number and the nature of the bird strikes. In winter, birds feeding at bird feeders near windows are most likely to strike the window panes. In spring and fall, non-resident or migratory birds are most likely to strike windows. Interestingly, in the summer, window strikes are relatively uncommon, possibly because of the decreased range over which most birds move during their nesting and breeding season. The time of day affects the number of bird glass collisions. Most bird strikes occur in the morning unless other factors, like bird flocks flying from feeder to feeder or yard to yard, influence the movements of these birds. There seems to be, though, no particular selection process occurring when birds strike window glass, or any particular type of learning going on. In most window strike studies, there's no specific pattern of age or gender being predisposed to experiencing a strike, although one study did report that in a particular area, juvenile individuals of the most abundant species were involved in most of the window strikes, while in the less abundant species, adults were involved in most of the window strikes. Since the damage caused by the window strike is typically severe and overwhelmingly fatal, there's no opportunity for learning to occur, which might then lead to birds modifying their flight behaviors around glass panes. Light may or may not influence window strikes. Few bird strikes occur in lighted windows at night, and the most likely explanation for this is that few birds are out flying around at night. Migrating flocks of birds, though, do fly at night, but are typically flying at such high altitudes that ground lights do not influence them at all. On nights with low cloud covers or adverse weather conditions, though, these migrating flocks of birds may fly low enough to perceive the lights of cities and the illuminated windows of urban buildings. Under these conditions, the urban light sources may both be an unwanted attractant and a bewildering and disorienting force for the birds that may lead to their exhaustion or to fatal window collisions. A number of North American cities have established lights out programs during peak bird migration periods. These programs would be most needed on nights with conditions that force migrating flocks to fly at low altitudes. Silhouettes affixed to windows, often silhouettes of large birds like hawks, are not effective in preventing bird window collisions. Putting the silhouettes on the inside panes of a window in particular completely hides the image from the visual field of the birds. They are only able to see the outermost side of the pane of glass in a window. Even placing large images on the outside pane of the glass window does very little to prevent window collisions, unless the pattern density of the image is sufficiently close together to guarantee perception by birds. Some very elegant experiments have shown, shown that birds can see window paint only if the outer glass surface of the window has a dense pattern of lines or shapes covering all of its surface area. A rule has been coined to describe these patterns, the 2x4 rule. The 2x4 rule basically states that the outer glass pane of a window must be completely covered with either thin, a minimum of 2 millimeters wide, horizontal lines that are 2 inches apart, or similarly thin, again a minimum of 2 millimeter wide, vertical lines that are 4 inches apart. These patterns generate a grid that birds can see and can act to prevent 90% of bird glass collisions. The lines in the 2x4 grid can be painted on the window, or they can be threads or strings, or they can be special plastic strips that are UV reflective. These UV reflective strips have a great advantage over other types of window pattern generators, since they're not visible by humans. The thin painted or threaded lines in either of the 2x4 grids only block 7% of the window's surface, but the UV reflective strips block 0%. Several companies are currently manufacturing windows that have UV strips included, and one plastic manufacturing company has developed a process to make clear sheets of plastic with UV reflective designs that can be affixed to the outer glass pane of a window. Now, there are other ways to make existing windows bird collision proof. A window can be covered with an outside sunshade or louvre to prevent birds from striking the invisible glass. A window could also be covered by a layer of screening or fine netting. This covering would satisfy both the 2x4 rule and make the window visible to birds, but also, if it were set up to have a space between the screen and the window glass, would allow the birds to strike a soft, giving surface if they did fly into it, and not experience the catastrophic damage from a hard surface collision. Advocates of these screens describe them as bird trampolines. Several years ago, I built a sunroom on the west side of my house back in Pennsylvania. The sunroom was built over the site of a former wooden deck. There had been, before the construction of the sunroom and continued after the construction of the sunroom, bird feeders approximately 15 feet away from the westernmost edge of the deck and the sunroom. New glass, as I've described before, is often quite deadly to birds who have established flight patterns in an area. The glass of the sunroom, though, was UV reflective, and I hoped it would be visible for the surrounding birds. Over the 2 years we lived in the PA house in the sunroom, we only had 2 or 3 bird window collisions, a surprisingly low number considering the nearby attractants, both bird feeders and bird baths, and the size and height from ground level of the windows. My hypothesis is the UV-reflected nature of the glass helped to make the glass panes visible to the birds. There have been quite a number of experiments that had tested the hypothesis that UV-reflective glass would reduce bird glass collisions, but the results of these studies had not been consistent. My experience, though, indicates that it might be another solution to this very serious problem.